y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast. We're your host, Diamond and Silk, at Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so we do have a lot to talk about. Yes. And you know, I love conversations with people.
Yes.
But before we even jump into that, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notifications.
That's right.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at Diamond and Silk Bookstore.
And if you would like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatdit, chatdit.com.
Okay, so you all, I love the conversation.
Yes, we do.
We love talking to the people.
Yes.
Now, y'all know we're in the midst of a pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have questions about all this.
That's right.
Listen. You ain't going to get us to go along to get along.
No.
It's going to be real, real, real hard for Diamond and Silk.
That's right.
So we had to bring in the experts. The experts.
The experts.
We bring in a doctor.
The doctor.
So I want y'all to join the conversation because we're about to go over here and talk to Dr. Simone Gold.
What if you were a frontline doctor who tried to warn her country that we are all being lied to and that people don't have to die? What if you were censored and silenced, threatened and fired, but you refused to give up and you delivered the truth that we're all being lied to and people don't have to die? What if you were invited to the Capitol to speak to a million Americans and at the last moment you were silenced yet again? What if police then allowed thousands of people into the Capitol building? And within that crowd, you stood firm and delivered your speech so that America would know we're all being lied to and people don't have to die. And then, what if a dozen FBI agents broke down your door, swarmed you with automatic rifles, handcuffed you, and without reading you your rights, threw you in a jail cell for 4 days without even a phone call? How then could you expose the lies? How then could you reclaim your rights? What would you do to save lives? Because we're all being lied to, and people don't have to die.
From America's frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold is here with us. Dr. Gold, you're back with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so this is the part two, you all, from the part one, because we had so many questions about this pandemic, and we really appreciate you coming on and giving us the answers to the questions that we were asking. So I just want to start it off with this here. These nurses and these doctors that are treating patients when they know that they are going against their code of ethics and they're violating certain things, what happened to these people? What happens to them? Will we be able to sue them as Americans? Will they be held accountable? Will they be liable for anything?
You know, I'm not optimistic that doctors and nurses or hospitals are going to be held to their normal professional standards because the corruption and the poor practices is so widespread that it's the norm. Yeah, it's very frustrating. I hear every day from doctors and nurses who are between a rock and a hard place. You know, they're in the position of being fired or doing something that they know is wrong. And the stories are actually quite heartbreaking. We've had many nurses call us, you know, saying we're going to quit. I think there's going to be a shortage of doctors and nurses directly related to this.
Wow. Okay. Well,
but is it a violation of any specific type of code whenever you force a nurse or a doctor into doing something that is not ethical?
Oh my gosh. So that's actually an amazingly important question. Doctors and nurses have a personal obligation that they cannot delegate to give informed consent. We know that informed consent is not happening with these experimental vaccines. If you've ever walked into a drugstore chain and you watch people getting the vaccine, you observe yourself, people are like, here's the shot. And then they walk out and that's it. That's totally illegal. The person giving the shot is required by law to give informed consent. It's widespread, not happening. You can sue the doctors and nurses. And we strongly encourage anybody who's been injured by an experimental vaccine to bring a malpractice claim on that point.
So to me, it seemed like the Nuremberg Code is being violated here. Yes. I mean, just straight up from the top to the bottom and in between, it is being violated. And we had the opportunity to pose a question to our followers and fans and so forth. So we have a lot of questions for you. One of the questions somebody wants to know, how long have you been practicing?
More than 20 years, about 25 years, board certified emergency physician. There's rumors that go around that I don't see patients. Nothing could be further from the truth. I was seeing patients on the front lines right up until the point that we did the White Coat Summit. At that point, I was fired for speaking out, but I have been seeing patients all my life. I saw many, many COVID patients.
So you mean to tell me, use the doctor, seeing the patient, but they want us to listen to Dr. Fauci, who hadn't seen one COVID patient?
Oh my gosh. The upside down. So we have a talk on our website called the upside down, like practicing medicine upside down. Everything about medicine has been upside down this year. I see patients all the time. He doesn't see patients. And there you go.
Wow. Okay. Another question. What harmful chemicals are in the vaccines?
Okay. That's a doozy. There's long chemical names. We put them on our website. I can't even recite them all, but there's a kind of a gag going around that one of my peers did on YouTube where they called poison control with the list of all the ingredients and poison control. And they said, oh, I just gave my child, you know, the aluminum and the potassium and all this stuff. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, go to the hospital, poison control. So, you know, the other problem, in addition to the usuals, is the new technology, right? This has not been independently verified. It's not possible for independent physicians really to analyze the liquid that, you know, is in the vaccine. Yeah. They haven't dispensed it to be analyzed independently of the pharmaceutical companies.
You know, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. You know, because you have this virus, okay? They call it COVID-19 or the China virus, whatever. We don't even have a sample of the virus, from my understanding. There's not even a sample of it. And now, with the different things that's going into people's bodies and the list of the different things, somebody called poison control.
Yeah.
Because this here is the different ingredients within this vaccine. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Yes. Could I take a moment and share some of the new technology part?
Yes.
So this is the part like everybody wants to know, like what's new and different. First of all, this is not like your measles vaccine. You know, you go to the doctor, you get your measles shot, you go home. This is not that. This is brand new technology. You've heard the words mRNA. So mm-hmm. mRNA is a code that tells our bodies what to do. So what these new vaccines is, it's this mRNA that's delivered into our body, and it actually is delivered in this thing called the lipid nanoparticle. That's like the boat that carries the mRNA. That lipid nanoparticle crosses into the cells, right? And then the mRNA tells our own, it hijacks the cell. It tells our own cell to make this thing called spike protein. Those spike proteins are made to the tune of 13 trillion. The vaccine shots give you 13 trillion spike protein. Why is that a problem? The spike proteins themselves are causing disease. This is like, this is unbelievable.
They replicate, right?
They replicate, but they themselves cause disease. So the spike proteins, they just had some studies come out recently that they cause the disease. In other words, you don't need the full virus. It's just the spike protein that causes disease. This is really scary stuff. We don't know what the end of this movie is going to look like.
Oh.
Okay, wait. So if it causes spike proteins, and that means it can cause disease, that means that your immune system, could it possibly start overacting?
Exactly.
To what's happening when it comes to these spike proteins?
That's the huge, you hit the nail on the head. So with all these spike proteins running around that are pathogenic, meaning they themselves can cause disease, our own bodies, some percentage of people are going to overreact to that for sure. They're going to get autoimmune disease. I'm very afraid of how this is going to look going forward.
So just to be real, your body can kill itself from within.
That's what autoimmune disease does. So we just don't know. I mean, when I say we don't know what this is going to look like at the end, I want to be super clear. People want to say I'm one thing or another. I've been fully vaccinated all my life. I have nothing particularly against vaccines. My children are fully vaccinated. This is something different. It's a new technology, and it's in addition to being a new technology, it's only been 6 months old, right? We need to proceed as we've always done with science, with right. caution. You go slow, you do animal studies, you do published data on animal studies, you go incrementally. What are the fertility risks? You need years to see fertility, right? That takes a while. All yeah. of this means just go slow. We're not going slow.
Mm. And also just to circle back to something you said in our last program about the EU having that, when you already know that there's other medications that could have been used for this COVID, but still having these vaccines in place, you know, it can be kind of illegal with the way that they did this.
We're gonna put you on our legal team. Because this is the issue that we talk about all the time. One of the points is that if you have another treatment, you can't roll this out on an emergency basis. It doesn't mean you stop the research, you continue the research, you see how it goes. Right. If it's going well, great, we've got an awesome new technology. But you go in a stepwise progression. We've got medicines that work, great. Use those, let the research play out, let's see.
And like you just said, it don't mean that you stop the research and they didn't stop the research because you are the research.
Pretty much.
That's why you do the show is late, because that's right. You are the research.
Dr. Gold, why do you think that they keep just pushing a vaccine and not giving us more options?
There's a lot of motives. The easiest one to understand is the financial implications are enormous. The pharmaceutical manufacturing company, if they manage to sell this product to hundreds of millions and then billions of people, we're talking an incalculable sum. We can't count that high. Now, it's never been done that they've expanded the market to include all Americans, for example. That simply never has happened with vaccinations in the past. So we could just even stop there. There's other motives, I believe, but the financial is plenty to account for this. That, you know, you hear the CEOs now saying they're going to have to come out with a booster shot. I mean, this is just ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I'm sure you know, but maybe not all your listeners know, the pharmaceutical companies don't face any repercussions if the product's no good. It's like the only product in America that's like that. You drive a car, there's a problem, right? You can sue the car manufacturer. You take this new experimental stuff, you get hurt. You're the one who gets hurt. And by the way, some people will get hurt. We just don't know how many. You're out of luck.
And not to mention the different things that are patented. A lot of this different medication that are also patented as well. Yeah. So you're making money off of the patent of these particular medications and so forth. Okay, we have another question. How can they prove the vaccine lessens the symptoms of COVID when they've told us for a year we can have it with no symptoms?
Oh my God, I love that question. So the trial studies, when they enrolled the people in the trials, yeah. the end point was if they reduced symptoms in people who actually came down with SARS-CoV-2. So they did show a moderate reduction in symptoms in the trial. But the reason I'm chuckling is there really was no such thing as this asymptomatic transmission. They just had us all scared, like, you know, like it was Bigfoot and, you know, the tooth fairy. So the important point of that question is this vaccine is not acting like our traditional understanding of vaccine, right? Our traditional understanding of vaccine is that you won't transmit it to other people, or if you get it, you won't be very sick. Right? That was not the end point of these trials. The end point was simply a reduction in symptoms, like from severe to moderate or moderate to mild. Right. So it's much more like a Tylenol for a headache. It's not like curing anything. It's just reducing the symptoms. If that's the case, which it is in their approval with the FDA, well, then why are we not comparing it to other treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin?
Right. Right. Let me ask this question. And you can answer it yes or no, or you don't have to answer it. This is just an opinion question. Do you think this is about population control?
I think it's more true than false. And what I want to share with you is that my answer to this question has evolved. So 6 months ago, when we doctors on America's Frontline Doctors started looking at the science, I thought it was solely a financial gain for the pharmaceuticals, right? I thought, oh, they're, you know, just a windfall for them. But since I've seen the results in VAERS, the database, and since I've watched the science in the last few months, and since I've really confirmed that person-to-person transmission of these spike proteins is definitely happening. I now believe there's some motivation by some people to impact the entire population in a negative way.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hemp Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's hemplily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silver.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.
I now believe there's some motivation by some people to impact the entire population in a negative way.
The reason why I ask that is because certain states, I'm hearing that they're telling white people they cannot take the vaccine. It's only for minorities like Black people and Hispanic people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's concerning to me when I see our government just pushing vaccines and not pushing other options besides vaccine.
Yeah.
And listen, I've taken vaccines. We're not an anti-vaxxer. So that's out the question. We've taken vaccines for several things.
Yeah.
But I question this vaccine when you don't give us all options and you say, or they say, just take this and that's it. And this is an emergency drug. It hadn't really been tested to make sure that nobody is going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, if somebody get hurt, who do you go to?
So I would say two things. I haven't, I take the absolute facts as they come. So if I saw any absolute fact that they were doing this Black only, not white, I would share that with you. I haven't seen that. What I have seen is a tremendous push on Black and Brown communities to like really do this. For sure, they're pushing harder on Black and Brown communities. For sure, there's been a history of misdosing for Blacks versus whites, for sure. For sure, there's a history of rolling out vaccines in other countries that are third world countries that have harmed them. All of this is well documented.
Yeah.
So whether it's on purpose or by accident, there's a huge concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, here's my concern. When you stand there as a scientist and I hear you say that Black people are more susceptible to this particular virus, to catching this particular virus, but then you restrict the very therapeutic medicines that Black people could use to save Black
right.
people lives, that lets me know that something is deliberate here.
Right.
Okay, that's right. How I feel, that's my opinion about it.
Right, and this is what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx did during the beginning of this pandemic.
Yeah.
Listen, when the pandemic hit, we was doing everything we were supposed to do. But when they came out, like about a month later, this is going to severely impact and affect Black people and Hispanic people.
Because of underlying conditions.
Let me share you some really good stuff that you probably haven't heard. Because
okay.
I look at the race angle a lot. I think it's really disturbing. I think I mentioned to you ladies, I've worked most of my life really in the inner city community. So it's something I'm very sensitive to. When last year, when I heard the politicians go on and on about this really disproportionately affects Black people, I was furious. It's not actually true based on the facts. Let me share with you what I mean. For example, in New Orleans, Blacks make up 31% of the population, but at the height of it, they were 70% of the persons hospitalized for COVID. That led AOC and others to say, oh, this is disproportionately affecting Black people. However, that's not necessarily true. The people that were very sick, hospitalized, were obese, diabetic, heart disease, and lived in crowded conditions for work and for home. That those individual and group characteristics give you worse odds with COVID-19. In other countries, specifically the one I'm referencing is in UK, in London, those people with that individual and group characteristics were not Black people, but were Middle Eastern and East Asian people. They had a higher risk. In other words, it's not race as an independent risk factor, it's the other risk factors. In addition, there's one continent on the planet that has the lowest COVID-19 deaths by a mile. 1% COVID deaths of America is in Africa. So no matter what the reason for that, and I think it's the hydroxychloroquine, it's also the vitamin D, it's not that Blacks are more susceptible to this thing, for sure. So once you know the science, you say to yourself, anybody who's pushing this harder for Black and brown people, you got to be suspicious.
Come on.
We are.
Yeah.
And we're not being conspiratorial about it. We're being we're very concerned about this.
Yeah.
Because it's all, you got to go take the jab. You got to go get it, especially in Black and brown communities where they can't get to. And I'm like, this, wait a minute. Why are you not offering all options? And right. You're just saying you have to take this.
Yeah.
This is why we feel like something else is up.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Another question. Can the shedding from a vaccinated person cause harm to an unvaccinated person?
What we know for sure thus far, it's very early because this is all brand new. What we know is that it's happening. How do we know this? Because there's women all over the world that are having the vaginal bleeding just by being next to people who've been vaccinated. And there's other examples of it. In the Pfizer application, it specifically states that if you, in the trials before they were rolled out, that if you were a man and you got vaccinated, you should not be near your wife or woman who's pregnant, because the spike proteins, they are concerned they could be emitted through exhalation. It's right in their experimental trial protocol. So this is happening. What the end result of that is going to look like, I don't know. I'm super concerned.
So to be safe, if you're unvaccinated, it's best to take precaution, like your vitamin D3 and your zinc, or if you can get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or something to just continue to put in your body and keep your immune system built up, so that if those spikes are shed from a vaccinated individual, it will not affect you. Am I right?
Yes, it's best to be healthy overall, definitely have good vitamin D levels. I think everyone should have hydroxy or ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. It was my first priority on America's Frontline Doctors, was to make a way for you to go to our website, consult with a telemedicine physician. They give it to you as prophylactic, preventive, they mail it to your home and you're done. You have it in the medicine cabinet.
Okay, wait. Let's circle back. Come on. You just said that you have a way for individuals who's interested in it to have another option to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Tell me once again what they need to do.
Thank you so much. You're right, it's critical. You go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org and you click on, how do I get COVID-19 medication? You then get connected with a telemedicine physician. You have to pay a fee, it's a third party. They consult with you. These doctors have been trained and are knowledgeable about prophylactic or preventive use. They do the evaluation. You get mailed the prescription to your home. All 50 states. It's a game changer.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. You all heard that. So now this is, girl, I cannot believe, pinch me, Silk. And I'm living through this time.
I can't believe it.
So you're basically saying, that whoever's been vaccinated, we got to make sure we cautious. If we be around them, we got to keep our immune.
Okay. Now this is not a conspiracy. Okay. This is common sense in what I'm seeing right here. So they tell people to mask up, which weakens a person's immune system. Technically, when you're not, your cycle of breathing is altered. All right. Now all of a sudden they're starting to unmask people. people. They're starting to unmask people outside when you go outside. So now with these spike proteins that's able to shed out, it's able to now, you're able to breathe it in and get attached to it. So what that's going to technically do is cause more people to get sick.
So let me be super precise. It appears that the spike proteins are transmissible from person to person based on the application that Pfizer did and based on the real world results that we're seeing. It's so preliminary. It's so early. We don't know the long-term effects of this. We think the long-term goal is for the pharmaceutical companies, and speculation at this point is to be able to vaccinate entire groups of populations without giving entire groups of populations inoculations. We think that's where they're going.
Okay, I have another question.
Go ahead.
Depressing, yeah?
It's
disturbing. I can't believe our government is doing this. I can't believe people that look like my skin color is pushing this.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for you that's explaining this to us, because we can't get anyone else to explain it. They won't explain it to us. They won't. You just take it because you're disproportionately affected.
Right.
By what's going on.
They just want you to just shut up and be like a sheep. And go and get the jab.
Right. And especially if you already have health issues.
Right.
If you already have issues with autoimmune disorders.
Yeah.
And you give me something that's going to spike the proteins, it's going to cause my immune system to become even more hyper. And this time, no medication may not can treat that. It may take a person out.
Yeah.
So I'm just like looking at all of that. What about the ones that have autoimmune disorders? Like, how does that...
And you just said something about spike protein. I want to make sure we got this right. The vaccine is not going to spike your protein. The vaccine is going to make a spike protein. Am I correct?
That's basically correct. The vaccine gives you the mRNA. The mRNA gets into your cells and teaches your cells to produce and make the spike proteins. 13 trillion.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I know you
okay,
got another
we have
question.
Another question. Okay. If COVID is just like a cold or flu, why have I lost 3 friends in the last 2 months? Plus, had whole families I know get it. I've never lost anyone to a cold or flu before.
I think there's a couple of answers to that. One is we're testing everybody. That's never happened in the history of medicine.
Right.
So the expression that you may not be dying from COVID, but dying with COVID, there's scores and scores of data of that. Scores. So in the past, that might've been called pneumonia. It might've been called influenza. It might've been called a heart attack. And they're all being called COVID. I can personally attest to that. I've seen the evidence. I've seen the death certificates change, et cetera. So part of it is just the testing, the over-testing. The second part is real, in that if you catch SARS-CoV-2 and you're vulnerable, of course you can die from it. The same way you can die from strep pneumonia, mycoplasma pneumonia, Legionella pneumonia, influenza. It can take you out if you're frail. Definitely, definitely don't misunderstand me to be saying anything other than that. I took care of COVID patients who were intubated, who passed, 100%. But it's really the frail persons who didn't get early treatment. Is that clear? I really want that to be clear.
I got it. What I found ironic during this whole fiasco is that people that had pre-existing conditions were passing away in the hospital. They were sticking them on ventilators and they were just passing away and not following all protocol.
Yeah.
So there's no more diabetes, there's no more high blood pressure. I guess when people die of heart attacks and things like that, they're calling everything COVID. Why is everything being labeled COVID?
Let me just share an easy point so people can get it. There's a huge financial incentive to call things COVID. There's a huge political incentive, of course, to keep this pandemic going, to lock down people afraid. So there's both. Let me just share with you the numbers of the money, okay?
Okay.
If you have SARS-CoV-2 and you're hospitalized, so let's say you go in with a broken leg, but of course they run a SARS-CoV-2 test. Oh, you're positive. They call you COVID. Instead of the broken leg being whatever, $3,000, you're $13,000 for any SARS or COVID admission to the hospital, 13,000. That's one. If your ICU admitted and it says COVID, let's say you have a heart attack, but you test positive. So the heart attack might've been $10,000, $15,000. It's 39,000. So there, and there's more, 13,000 per admission, 39,000 if your ICU admission. And here's an unbelievable fact that I found out a few months ago. If a hospital has more than 120 COVID-19 patients in 120 days, that number goes to 78,000 per admission. It blows your mind.
Who made these rules like this? Who?
Okay, so then that brings me to this. I don't trust the CDC.
No.
Health and Human Services. These are the people that we depend on for certain things, a certain factual information, and we're not getting that. Who do we go to now?
So I want to give people some optimism, okay? So I've been a very mainstream doctor all of my life, right? People try to say otherwise, it's not true, completely mainstream, till I started seeing the tremendous corruption and lies. The whole thing has to be an overhaul. Every day we get letters from doctors and nurses. We are going to, at America's Frontline Doctors, when this constitutional catastrophe is lifted, right? We are going to look into practicing medicine the good old fashioned way, a doctor and a patient with a relationship where we can speak openly and honestly, the government's not involved. It has to happen. Yes. We're going down a very deadly path.
Wow. Another question. Why are two vaccines needed? Why do you have to take two vaccines in order for it to, I guess, be effective? But why do you have to take two vaccines?
It's like a dose-dependent response that raises the spike protein enough to cause what they're calling the immunity, which it's not really immunity, but it's that second shot gives you way, 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 way more production of the spike protein. They feel like that's the right amount.
Wow.
Okay, somebody else asks, how can we protect ourselves from the from being vaccinated? You know, they're probably and I call them Jim Crow Joe in there talking about get vaccinated. Oh my God, this man gets on my nerves, you all. Please forgive me. But if you got him there saying that, and then he can possibly, or somebody can try to make it mandated that you get vaccinated with something that goes against your belief or even against your constitutional rights, how can you keep from getting vaccinated?
Okay, such an important question. We hear this now multiple times per day. On americasfrontlinedoctors.org, you go to the legal section and you start reading everything about our section, vaccines and the law. Okay, vaccines and the law. We have a similar section for masks and the law. We want to empower people to push back in their own lives, and we've written everything down that you need to know. When it comes to the vaccines specifically, while they're under emergency use authorization, the government employers, they cannot mandate it. It's out of the question. The law is very, very clear. When the EUA emergency gets lifted, it's murkier. We've never been here as a society. America's Frontline Doctors is bringing litigation on this exact issue. But go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org, legal section, find out how to fight back. We want you to fight back. We want to help you fight back. I want to make a note. Everyone should be a little bit alarmed. The EUA should not be lifted until the trials are complete, right? I mean, that's obvious. Moderna trials are complete in October 2022. Pfizer in April 2023. You would think the EUA would be until then. No, we're hearing that they're trying to lift the EUA by this summer. By this summer. After the EUA is lifted, it becomes more difficult legally.
Okay, so with the EUA being in place right now, you're telling me that they can't mandate a person to take this vaccine.
That's correct, but people are being very pressured and they have to push back. They cannot be fired yet.
Even though people are being told that if you want to keep your job, you have to get that. So right there, technically,
laws are being broken.
Correct.
But when they lift this EU, then what's going to happen is they can mandate this on the public, and there's nothing the public can do about it.
That is my mission. That is our mission at America's Frontline Doctors, is we're bringing litigation. Watch us for the next 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to see litigation on this issue. We absolutely think this is unconstitutional. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hip Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's hemplily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.
That is our mission at America's Frontline Doctors is we're bringing litigation. Watch us for the next 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to see litigation on this issue. We absolutely think this is unconstitutional. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Especially when you have therapeutic medicines that could have been used to flush this stuff right on down the drain, but instead you decide to clog the pipes. And now here we is at this particular state.
Go ahead. You got one. Okay.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
Somebody said, is the vaccine more deadlier than the virus?
There's some preliminary evidence to show yes, we especially in the young and healthy middle age, right? Because the chance of surviving SARS-CoV-2, if you're under age 50, right, is per the CDC, which we know is, you know, going to shade it the other way, is 99.98%, right? That's the CDC of the chance of the virus. You know, you're going to live. So we've long suspected that the vaccine is worse for you than the virus if you're healthy, right? So we're just beginning to get data to support that.
So really, technically, you know, for me, I'm going to speak for me only. It's better for me to catch the virus and allow my immune system to build up the antibodies that it needs against the virus for the rest of my life versus taking a vaccine and it's not even over 99% affected. At least with the virus, I stand a 99% chance of recovering.
100%. And another lie that's been told this year is that like vaccines are necessary for immunity. No, natural immunity is always going to be best. The best a vaccine could do is come close to natural immunity, but natural immunity is always going to be best. So getting it in terms of your life, getting it is probably the best, safest. The second, though, really is having early treatment, because early treatment, you either get no symptoms or very mild symptoms and then you recover.
Can do what it's designed to do.
Exactly.
You talk about medical discrimination. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Right. So, you know, discrimination has been with us humans since the beginning, right? Humans are always trying to oppress each other. What's made America so special is we had a rule of law, a system put in place, the Constitution, that limits the amount of oppression a human being can do to another human being, right? But we're literally watching in front of our eyes a system of apartheid coming. And I don't use that word lightly. I'm a daughter of the Holocaust. My father's a Holocaust survivor. I can see what's happening. We're segregating people into different groups, the undesirables and the desirables. In the past in our country, right, it was Black versus white. You know, in some countries that still exists. But we're blue eyes, brown eyes, short, tall, fat, thin, like stop separating people. We're now separating vaccinated, unvaccinated.
Right.
In Israel, they're actually having vaccinated, unvaccinated sections. We need to never go down this path. It's too easy for humans to oppress people they call the other.
Mm.
Wow.
You're absolutely
right. You have Jim Crow Joe sitting there coming out to say, if you've been vaccinated, now you can get this lollipop. Or you
they're introducing segregation, and they're priming the, they're softening the American public to accept the concept of segregation.
To accept it. When we look at the days of Hitler and what happened in Germany, nobody is taking that into account, how they separated, how they started, how they want to take away your Second Amendment and all of the little stuff that he did and he put into place, and how he got the public to go along with it. It was a you versus them.
Yeah.
And then all of this stuff was happening up under people's noses. And it wasn't until the end where people had to go in and look for themselves and see, oh my God, what have we done? We sat here and we allowed this to happen, and nobody did anything about it.
Wow.
You have to notice around you the people separating the others. You know, the other day, I don't wear a mask because I know it doesn't work. The other day, a hotel clerk chased me down the hall, yelling at me the whole way. The thing is, he could have just sat there. He could have let it go. No big deal. I was in and out of his lobby in 3 seconds, but he felt empowered to be powerful over me. And I'm the other. I'm not a person. We are seeing this. Open your eyes, every America. Like, you can't do that to any group. It will end badly for all groups.
So what they're doing is setting it up where you become a target.
Yes, and we at America's Frontline Doctors will have none of it. We have a petition on our website called Stop Medical Discrimination. You must sign that petition. We go and explain this to policymakers and like airline CEOs, that there's all these Americans and people around the world won't put up with this type of medical discrimination. Please sign the petition.
Yeah, you know, whenever we was traveling and last year, and I recall also going into hotels, and when you give them your name, when we walk in, I do not wear masks, have never wore the mask. And whenever I walked into the hotel, the first thing they want to do is say, do you have a mask? And I tell them, my mask is the face that God gave me. This is my mask. And they want to say, well, you have to put on one of these. I said, no, I don't have to put that on, and I'm not putting it on. Now, it's your choice to put it on. But for me, I'm not putting it on. And typically what happened is my handlers come around and they go ahead on and handle things. But I do not put that on my face. And because it, to me, it looked like a form of slavery.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like you're trying to enslave the massa. And about conformity and control, because we've had all of these viruses that's come and gone. And not one time have they talked about, the Spanish flu? Back in the 1918. Right. When you had to do that. But a lot of people caught bacterial pneumonia.
Exactly.
They wore those masks. But other than that, and in my lifetime, I don't recall what I'm seeing today.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing today is very disturbing, and it bothers me to the core, because I can see it by looking into it versus looking at the outer surface of it. I'm just not sitting here looking at it. I'm looking at what's going on undercover.
Right.
What are you really trying to push down we the American people throat and trying to make it like the thing of the norm? Like, so if you keep seeing it long enough, you'll be okay with it. But really, in the end of the day, you have now become a slave to this government.
Right.
So let me share with you. I'm going to send you, and I hope you watch, I gave a talk last week, and I'm going to go on a road tour. And my talk is called The Religion of Public Health. Because you can only understand what's going on, ladies and listeners, if you understand it's like humanity has birthed a new religion, right? Yeah. What are we doing? It's based on belief. It's not based on fact. There's a tremendous zealousness and fanaticism to the other side. They must convert you, right? Don't do this.
Or they
condemn you. It's a religion on the other side. If we don't recognize it, we're all going to be subjugated.
It's mind manipulation. And like you just said, okay, they want you to believe a particular ideology, a particular way of looking at this and doing this. But really, when I look at this with my spiritual eye, there is something going wrong here. It's something that's evil.
Sick and sinister.
It's diabolical. Mm. It is evil on what I see happening here. And here's the sad thing. When I look at a lot of these churches and a lot of these people that call themselves a prophet, you can't see this? You're supposed to be a prophet. You should be able to see how they're trying to conform America to look a particular way,
right,
and to be a particular way. Mm. So if we're governed by constitutional laws, when do our constitutional laws kick in to help and protect we the people?
This is how we're gonna have to fight this, like from the, not the constitutional point, but from, wait a minute, you all are breaking laws.
You're breaking laws.
Yeah. So there. America's front, you know, I'm a doctor and I'm a lawyer both. So that's why I think I see it, that I see the medical issue, but it's such a constitutional and legal crisis. That's why we'll be bringing litigation over the next 2 to 4 weeks, pushing back hard. We really should have done it in the past, but it's just, you know, I can't even believe that we're still here a year and a half later.
Well, you're going to have to come back and keep our listeners and our followers updated on what's happening. What do they need to do? Because everybody did not vote for this and is not for this particular type of enslavement, communism, socialism that I see happening right before our eyes. If we don't be careful, we will be looking like Venezuela.
I agree completely. I'm going to ask your listeners, please stop, sign the petition, stop medical discrimination.
Okay, sign the petition, everybody. Stop medical discrimination. You can go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org.
Exactly. stopmedicaldiscrimination.org or americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Please sign the petition.
Please sign the petition. And if you're in the, you know, we're all in the midst of this pandemic.
Yeah.
If you need anything when it comes to the therapeutic medicines other than a vaccine, please visit americasfrontlinedoctors.org. There's people around the country that's helping people. And this is how we're going to have to do it.
And not only that, we also need to take a step back and look at our own health. And let's figure out how to get healthier.
Because
a lot of different things that was put in place by a lot of these three letter organizations, really, I feel in my opinion, was put in place to really hurt a lot of people, not necessarily help a lot of people. So we need to start sharing ideas. How do we get healthy? Walking, how long do a person need to walk around every day in order to be healthy and stay healthy? Mm-hmm. What foods do a person need to eat? We're going to have to go back to gardening from the looks of things. I mean, what is it? We got to talk about it. And then we got to turn around and be about it.
Right.
So doctor
is healthy.
So yeah, doctor, can you give healthy tips here?
Oh my gosh. It's difficult in America with our lifestyles, right? We're very like computer based and people don't walk enough. The truth is, if you walk every single day, you do walk 30 minutes every day, not just a stroll, but like a little bit of heart exertion, a little bit, you know, 30 minutes every day is so healthy. It's so healthy for the mind. It's so healthy for the body. It's healthy for weight loss. Try your best not to snack between meals. It's not good. It raises your insulin like stress level. Just try to just eat 2 or 3 times a day. That's it. Try to stay as close to natural foods as possible, right? Meats are okay. Vegetables and fruits are okay. Everything that your great, great, great grandparents would not recognize as food, really, we shouldn't be eating, although it all tastes really good. Just do your best with those things. You know, try to be a normal weight. And try also, honestly, like it's been very stressful this last year and a half. You've got to be with your friends and your family and be joyful and happy. I think faith is a big part of that. You know, faith is a big part of lifting up the human spirit. We formed Citizen Corps at America's Frontline Doctors. We do it to organize people, but also for friendship. People have been so ostracized. They've been so scolded. They've been so silenced. You know, you can't have this opinion or cancel culture is going to descend upon you. Well, you know what? Citizen Corps at americasfrontlinedoctors.org is the answer. You know, it's building a community around you. So those things.
Explain the sun. Explain the concept of the sun, because a lot of people don't even understand that about the sun.
Yeah. You mean vitamin D? So we don't really get enough sun exposure, vitamin D really in our daily lives. I myself, you know, I'm very pale. I wear sunscreen all the time. I have mildly low vitamin D levels, but people with dark skin, it's very hard for their bodies to absorb vitamin D. It's one of the reasons Black people, when they got SARS-2, often did worse than white people, but it's something completely fixable and treatable. You take vitamin D, really, that's it. The dosages are on our website. So it's all there. It is important with SARS.
All right. Wow. So everything you need to know, you all go to americasdoctors.org. And you can find it out right there on the website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org, and you can find out all the information you need. Dr. Go, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
Would you promise to come back if we have any more questions? Because I know once they see this, people are going to have more questions because right now people are even afraid to go to their own doctors because their doctors are pushing vaccines and they're just afraid. So,
yeah, I just want to say, and I'm not trying to sell it, but last year I wrote a book and it's called I Do Not Consent. And the real reason I wrote the book, it's short, is to teach people how to recognize propaganda in real time, right? That's the question, is like, how do I know if people are telling me the truth? If that's a question that's been bothering you, the answer is really in that little book, I Do Not Consent. It would be my pleasure and honor to come back and visit with you ladies.
Oh, we have to bring you back to talk about the book.
Where can I get the book?
Where can I get the book?
Unfortunately, through Amazon, but it's on the website.
Okay. Go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org or Amazon. I Do Not Consent by Dr. Gold. Thank you so much, Dr. Gold, for being with us. We appreciate you very much.
God bless you for your knowledge. God bless you.
And your time.
God bless you, ladies.
What a great conversation with Dr. Simone Gold. Yes. And you know what? Mm-hmm. We're going to have her back on the show.
She gotta
because
come back.
We still have tons of questions, okay? Yep. Thank you so much for joining the show. Stop right now. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop every episode, any episode, you will receive notification. And if you hadn't gotten our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk, you can do so at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to sponsor this podcast, feel free to email us at info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check Diamond and Silk out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com. Don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
So listen, we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hemp Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's hemplily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.